This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
On its way out, the House January 6th committee is expected to make an extraordinary recommendation today. The AP's Donna Warder.
The panel's 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans are expected today to recommend that the Justice Department consider criminal charges against former President Donald Trump and possibly associates and staff who helped him launch a campaign to try to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The criminal referral is symbolic for the most part, and the panel will dissolve on January 3rd with the new Republican-led House. The panel's conclusion? That Trump is to blame for the violent attack on the Capitol by his supporters. Donna Warder, Washington.
Get ready for what could be record low temperatures leading up to the Christmas holiday. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
It'll be one of the coldest air outbreaks we've had so far this season, so people should prepare for not only the potential for snow and heavy rainfall, but also cold temperatures.
By Thursday night, the temperature could fall to 13 degrees in Jackson, Mississippi, and around 5 in Nashville. Frigid temperatures in the Midwest and on the East Coast by Friday. Elon Musk has been asking Twitter users if he should step down as head of Twitter. He says he'll abide by the poll results. He says he made a mistake when he laid down new speech restrictions that banned mentions of rival social media websites. 11 people seriously injured on Sunday when severe turbulence rocked a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu. Hawaiian Airlines says they haven't seen anything like this in recent history. The price of gas is down to $3.14 a gallon this morning. Down 54 cents in a month. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico will host the World Cup soccer tournament in 2026. Argentina won the World Cup yesterday, beating France 4-2. This is AP News. Experts say COVID cases are spiking as we get into the winter.
The White House's COVID coordinator says there's been a substantial increase in cases and hospitalizations since Thanksgiving. Dr. Ashish Jha says the jump in COVID cases and hospitalizations is about 40% and adds to the increasing numbers of flu and RSV.
We're not totally surprised by this, right? Because we've seen increases each of the last 2 winters. And then what else is happening? In colder, drier air, the virus spreads more efficiently.
Jha also says on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos, people will be better protected for holiday gatherings with the updated vaccines and boosters, which he recommends for anyone who has not gotten a shot in the last 6 months. He also addressed the reports of shortages for children's medicine like amoxicillin, saying while manufacturing and supply is good, demand is unprecedented in some areas. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.